Now back to Amy and Sean.
1027 VGS.
I gotta say, that Britney Spears call was classic. You're using 911 in the wrong way.
I try to avoid calling 911. Like yesterday, when I saw at night, there was a school zone lights were going off in front of Maryhill School on Durango. And I'm like, let me call 311. And 311 is like, this is a non-emergency line. For emergencies, call 911. If you'd like a job with Las Vegas Metro, do this. And then it just starts going through like this tree. I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to call 911. So I call 911. And I feel like a jerk doing it.
But yeah,
like,
you might be the problem, actually.
Well, some people are going 15, some people are going 50. We know how that ends. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm trying to be Sean Tempest, a good boy.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
I had to dial 911. I was on my way to work. I don't know. It was maybe earlier last year. And it's 4:30, and I got off on Sahara. The 215 in Sahara, and I'm driving past downtown Summerlin.
Okay.
And, well, I hadn't gotten there yet. But you know, if you're on the 215 and you want to get to Red Rock, or, like, if you want to go that back way, you have to get off Sahara.
And then there's that, like, frontage road that gets you to Red Rock, or you could take Charleston, but yeah.
But to go over, right, you have to go over that bridge. And there was a van that was doing that, just that, on the 215 going over Sahara. Mm-hmm. And there was a car on Sahara that ran the red light and smashed into, or I'm sorry, it wasn't a car, it was a Jeep, top off. And he slammed, and I'm right there at the stoplight. And I'm like, I've never seen it. An accident happened like right in front of me.
Never, really.
And the van went over me, I felt like, but on the side. So it's behind me upside down at this point. The Jeep is in very bad shape, and the guy is in very bad shape. So I get out of my car and I run over to the Jeep, and oh gosh, his fingers gone.
No.
And
no,
I'm
no,
like, no. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So stupid. Are you okay? What, Amy? No, it's not okay. So I dial 911. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get 911. Like, can I don't know what to do. I'm by myself. It's dark out still. I could smell like the accident smells. Yeah, I still haven't even gone to check on the guy in the Jeep or in the van, because that's upside down and all smoky. And I'm like, I don't know if I can handle checking on this guy.
Yeah.
If he's not with us, I don't know if I'll
be
able to do
that. It's all
adrenaline
for you at this moment.
Yeah. So I call 911 and I'm on hold. And I'm like, oh my God, this is not good. This is not good. So I'm on hold. And I'm on hold for like probably 4 minutes, and I'm not exaggerating, and 4 minutes seems like a very, very, very long time when this guy is like severely bleeding, and this guy, I don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah.
So by the time somebody got on the call, on the phone with me, a couple more people had stopped and were trying to help out. But now I'm the worst person to call 911. Where are you? You know where downtown Summerlin is? North or south? Downtown Summerlin's on my left. North or south? Okay, you know the bridge over the 215 on Sahara? No. That's where I am. You'll see us. There's two flipped cars.
Yeah.
Come find us. So, I mean,
there's a street sign there, though.
I said I was on 215 in Sahara, but which way? Where? Like, it doesn't.
The one closest to downtown Summerlin.
Well, I mean, just, hindsight's 2020. Okay, I was like, I'm at 215 in Sahara, north or south. I'm not sure. So anyways, they did get there so incredibly fast once I was able to
convey where you were,
to speak with somebody.
Yeah.
And so when I talked about this before, I told the story and I was just like beaten to a pulp, saying like, oh my gosh, you're talking crap about 911. That is not what I'm doing. What I'm saying is, people use 911 for the most ridiculous things when you're not supposed to.
Tammy just, she 911 judged me. She says, Sean, I'm not judging you. However, which means she's
judging me. That's what I said. You shouldn't have done it.
I don't feel like school zone lights flashing after hours is an emergency.
I agree.
If you were there and you're witnessing some people are driving 15 and some people are driving 50 and cars are weaving to get past the fit, like, it was going to end in an accident for sure. That's why I'm like, I want to avoid this, but I called 311 first. I tried. Yeah. I did try. And they thanked me for the call. So, you know, I feel like, you know, 1 minute, in and out, gave me the information they needed.
But really, they hung up. They're like, idiot.
No. It's like, I'm not calling for fireworks. I felt as though a person could potentially get very hurt if it was not addressed because I was witnessing it happen. 15, you know.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
You can justified. Try to plead your case.
I avoid the 911 call often.
That was the only one I've ever called in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, because it's only for an emergency.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, okay. Well, you'd never witnessed an accident before that. Mm-hmm. I was being chased by a motorcyclist one day. I think I talked about this story before. And the problem is, so you call 911. What do you need? Police, fire, medical? I'm like, I need police. There is a motorcyclist that is chasing my car trying to fist fight me. Okay, cool. Where are you? I'm on Blue Diamond Road. Oh, that's Highway Patrol. Let me transfer you. Thank you for calling Nevada Highway Patrol. Someone will be with you shortly. And I'm like, get out of the car. Finally, I just shook him. And they're like, okay, where is he? I'm like, don't worry. I just got him. He's on an off ramp. I got him. It's good.
It's
a lot of pressure. It's kind of like when you call a radio station. Some people get deer in headlights syndrome and they don't know what to do and they get very nervous. I get kind of nervous when you call 911. Okay, 702-597-1027. What's the dumbest reason you've called 911, admittedly? Or do you work at 911?
And yeah, I talked to... They call for the most ridiculous reasons. Most ridiculous reasons. And it's kind of frustrating, honestly. But I guess there's... And they don't have as many people in the call center as they need. So it's like, gosh, when you're calling about your water that won't shut off or whatever, it's wrong number.
I will say, 911 was really quick to answer. Mm-hmm. And it was a really quick call. I feel like I did my part yesterday.
Of course you do.
I don't want to be judged, Tammy, all right? I'm trying to make this better place. She just texted. I was thinking the same thing. When they hung up, they said, this guy.
Yep.
127-BGS. All right, we have an update on 911 stories. Mm-hmm. Anna texting us saying, when I was a freshman in high school, my friend's mom called 911 because her daughter was choking on a popsicle. I was like, it's going to melt. Well, you just have to hope it melts faster.
Well, I know. Jaden actually, when he was little, was choking on an ice cube. You know, when you get your ice out of the fridge and one had fallen on the ground and he was choking on it. That was very, very scary.
That could be scary. I climbed a tree when I was a little boy and I got up on that tree. And then I was really afraid to make the 5 foot, maybe, no, probably 6.5 foot jump down. And so my mom called 911. And the fire department came and picked me out of the tree.
She didn't go get you?
No.
Oh, my God.
What do you think this is?
Wow. I see where you get it from.
Detective Robert saying 911 is so short-staffed, you guys will be shocked. Every 911 call goes to Metrocom, LVMPD. And if it's for North Las Vegas or Henderson or fire or medical 911, they have to transfer you. It's crazy how shorthanded they are.
I completely understand. That's why.
Yeah, they need more people.
And also people have to stop calling for dumb reasons. It just, I mean, that's why I was on hold because people were probably calling like, hey, I think that, you know, my TV won't turn on. I think somebody's, I don't know, it's just for dumb reasons.
I feel like you're attacking me because every time you say dumb reasons, you look me right in the eyes.
I mean.
I'm telling you, man.
Guilty conscience.
You know, they go 55 on Durango. You have people going 15. It's a matter of time, so the bumper gets crushed. You never know, a kid could be there, too. I was looking around for kids, like, where are the kids at?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.